Shalom Aleichem. Today the Mishnah Yomi Bezrat Hashem starts learning Minachot. Now Minachos is the plural of Mincha. This refers to offerings brought at the temple that are made of flour, of grain, that is then, we'll see, baked into some form of bread. And we just finished Masechet Zevachim about the animal offerings, that we did mention various halachot that apply to mincha offerings as well. And we'll see some of the overarching concepts from Zevachim about performing avodot, performing steps of the ritual for the specific intention, apply also to menachot. So that's the subject of Mishnah Aleph. Kol ha-menachot, any mincha offering, shenikmitsu, where the scooping procedure, and that will actually be defined at the end of Mishnah Beit today, shalolishman, it was performed not for the sake of this specific type of mincha, for the sake of something else, kasherot, the mincha in question, it still can move forward, it's still kosher in the sense that they're going to burn the kmitza on the mizbeach, as we'll talk about soon, and the shirayim, the leftovers that were not scooped out to be burned on the mizbeach, those are baked into some form of bread and eaten by the kohanim. Ela, but the problem is, shelo alu, they don't count lebailim for the owner who's bringing this mincha, mishum chova, to fulfill their obligation. They have to go back and bring another one. Chutz, but the Mishnah notes there's an exception where a lo lishma will torpedo the whole thing and the avoda cannot go forward and the kohanim cannot eat the shirayim. Chutz mi minchat chote, the mincha brought by someone who does a specific transgression. And the Rav Bar Nura brings these are all found in Vayikra chapter 5. They could be entering the temple or eating sanctified food while they're impure, or swearing falsely they don't know testimony to help someone at trial, or violating an oath, Shvuat Bitui, violating an oath he made. So those three have a korban ola v'yored, that the offering, the consequence depends on how someone's income. So someone who is very poor could bring a mincha instead of an animal. So that's one exception where it has to be lishma, or the whole thing is down the drain, and they have to burn it, no one can eat it. Uminchat kanaut, and the mincha of jealousy, this refers to the mincha brought by an isha sota, as we learned all about Masechet Sota. So now the Mishnah elaborates about these two specific mincha types, minchat chote, the mincha of someone who has a specific transgression, minchat kanaut, the mincha of jealousy for the sota, shekimotzon shlodishman, the scooping, the kmitza, was not for the sake of this mincha, or the sake of something else, or someone else, or natan bekli, it was placed into the service utensil, the vessel, v'chilech, or it was walked over to the mizbeach, v'chiktir, or the kometz was burned on the mizbeach, shelo lishman, not for the sake of this specific offering, o lishman, or it was partially for the sake of this offering, v'shelo lishman, and partially for the sake of something else, o shelo lishman, or originally it was for the sake of something else, v'lishman, and then a later avoda, a later step, had it for the proper sake, pesulot. These are pasul. They do not count for the owner, and they cannot go forward. They have to stop the avoda right there. And the Mishnah asks, Ketzad, what's an example? Lishman shlo lishman. It was originally for the right intention, and then not. For example, lishem minchat chote. It was for the sake of this transgressor's mincha to atone for that. Lishem mincha nedava. And then at a later step, the Kohen had the intention it would be for a voluntary mincha. O shelo lishman lishman, or vice versa, lishem mincha nedava. It's really a minchat chote. But the Kohen, during kmitza or another stage, has the intention it's for a nedava, a gift offering, lishem minchat chote. But then he realizes later and says it should be, he's thinking really, even the thoughts could change it, it's for a minchat chote. Now onto Mishnah Beit, where we start with a list of problematic people doing the avoda of the mincha. Achat minchat chote, whether it's a mincha for a chote or also a knaut, ve'echat kol minachot, or any mincha, a regular mincha, shekematzan zar, that a zar, meaning a non-kohen, did the kmitza step, the scooping step. Or onen, it's a kohen, but he has just lost a relative that day. Tzvul yom, he's a kohen, but he's just been to the mikvah, and it's not yet sunset, so he's not tahor yet, he's not purified yet. Or mechusar begadim, he's a kohen not wearing the big de kahuna, the clothing the kohen wears during service. Or mechusar kippurim, a kohen who's not brought the korbanot to complete his purification ritual. For example, he was a zava, zavar metzora. or shelo rachutz yadayim v'glayim, he had not washed his hands and feet, as the kohanim have to do before divine service. Aril, he's a kohen who's not circumcised. Tame, he's ritually impure. Yoshev, he's sitting instead of standing up. Or omed al gabei kelim, he's standing up, but on utensils, not on the floor of the temple courtyard. Al gabei behema, or he's on an animal. Al gabei raglei chavero, or he's standing on the feet of his fellow kohen, not touching the floor. There's a chatzitza puzzle. In all of these cases, the kemitza is not valid, because the person doing the avodah, doing the step of the ritual, was not fit to do it at that time. Kamatz besmol, if the kemitza was done with the left hand, pasul, that's also an invalidation. But Ben Bateira Omer, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseira, he says you could fix it. He says, yachazir, you could return the kemitza to the bowl, to the vessel, with the rest of the mincha, and go back and now scoop out the kemitza with the right hand to fix this mistake. Now, what about a problem with the act of kemitza itself? The Mishnah says, kamatz, he scoops with his fingers this kemitza, the ala biyado, and in this handful, in this scoop, tsror, there's a pebble, o gargir melach, or a grain of salt, o koret shalavona, or a chunk of the frankincense that was applied to the mincha, pasul. That is pasul, mibnesha amru, because they said a komitz, a scoop, hayoter, that's too big, ve'achaser, or too small, pasul, is invalid. So since there was foreign objects in the scoop, it is chaser, it is lacking, it's deficient. He hasn't scooped up the full volume of what would fit under his fingers, and so it's pasul. And of course, if he scoops up but he has extra brimming over the top of his fingers, outside his fingers, that's also an issue. It has to be really aligned with the volume of under his three fingers, as we're about to find out. Ezi hi yoter, what is too much? Shekmotzo mivoratz, that the kmitza is piling out, heaping out from between his fingers. V'chaser, and what's lacking? Shekmotzo b'roshe etzbotav, he only scoops with his fingertips, not with the entire length of his finger. Ketzad hu osei, so how does the Kohen actually do the avoda of kmitza? Poshet et etzbeotav, he extends his fingers, and etzbeotav here refers to the three middle fingers, not the thumb and the pinky, but the three fingers in the middle of the hand. He extends them al pas yado, over the palm of the hand. So the Bartner explains, basically he's bending his three middle fingers at a right angle, and then he's lowering his hand into the vessel that contains the mincha, and then he's, you know, by the side of the hand first, and then he's closing those three middle fingers and picking up his hand, and whatever is under those three middle fingers in that space between the palm and the three fingers, that is the kemitza. There are other mefarshim who explain that the fingertips go in first, and then the hand is closed, but in any event, it's the three middle fingers are scooping out something from the mincha, and recall this kemitza will be burned on the mizbeach, and the rest of the mincha and the kli, the shirayim, will be baked into some form of bread and eaten by the kohanim. Hazakim uvachim, yashar koach.